Welcome to the October 31st dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Victoria Taylor. All Hallows Eve and Sondheim remind us that we remain connected with those who have gone before us, both recently and long ago. What does it mean to cultivate those relationships? How can the dead influence the way we live? As part of the service, we acknowledge and honor our relationships with those who have gone before. Over the past several days, Reverend Pam collected photos from congregants and friends of beloved people who have died recently or long ago. Those photos are shared in a slideshow during the service. Such photos cannot be viewed in an audio podcast. To see them, look at the service video. If you do not have the link, ask Lisa. There is also a lighting of candles that cannot be shared on this publicly accessible site for privacy reasons. These are on the video, along with the joys and sorrows and music that cannot be shared here.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone at home and here, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I am Victoria Taylor. I am your worship associate this morning, and I'm leading worship with our settled minister, the Reverend Pam Phillips. If you are with us for the first time, we're glad you found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or in a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you, especially if you need the links to future events. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish shared aloud, you'll find the link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary. And we'll collect those during the opening hymn. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on our beautiful grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information. Thank you to all the volunteers this morning and throughout the week that make all of these activities possible.
Good morning. I just want to acknowledge my excitement at having Victoria in the same physical space. She has been our virtual worship associate, but she's practicing for next month when she gets to drive. And it's wonderful to be with everyone on Zoom, but it's different to be in the same space. So, welcome back.
Thank you.
I also want to lift up an announcement. Today is the day. The action begins. I went online and I checked it out. Here are Molly's words. The bidding has begun. Peruse more than 240 items and join the fun. We have everything from jam to jewelry and pottery to postcards, all lovingly donated by your UUC friends. The auction runs for only 2 weeks, so look for the link in any UUC communication or use the Octria app on your phone. And you want to get it on your phone because the bidding continues and you want to keep bidding and keep bidding. I also want to remind people about some of the things we have to do to make worship work. Those of you at home, you can use the CC button at the bottom to change the size of the transcript. You want to keep yourself muted until after the service when you'll have a chance to go into breakout rooms. I invite you to turn your camera on when we greet each other so that everyone in the sanctuary can see your beautiful faces. And if you're in the sanctuary, if you could put your phone in worship mode, that would be helpful in case Wi-Fi issues come up. I think that's all my announcements, but I'd like to invite us to listen to Karen Hager, who is right now outside in the parking lot with our children.
Hi, everyone. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow, November 1st, is the deadline to register for two upcoming multi-generational activities. The first is the Buddy Project, our effort to help foster connections between people of different generations in the congregation. Those registered are paired with a child or adult of a different generation without knowing each other's names. This year, just like last year, the event will be COVID-friendly, and participants will be able to use email, snail mail, or surreptitious home drop-offs to exchange notes and small gifts with their buddy. The event will start officially later this week and run until December 12th, when our buddies will get to meet each other in person. The registration link will be in today's announcements, and I encourage you to sign up for this really fun activity. Tomorrow's also the deadline to request a part in our annual No Rehearsal Holiday Pageant. This year's production is A Christmas Carol, and COVID will not prevent the show from going forward. Our actors take videos of their parts and send them to us, and we'll splice them together into one production that will be shown at our annual holiday multi-generational service on December 19th. If you'd like a part in the play, just drop me an email. See you next week.
Thank you. And now, if you can, now comes the trickiest part. We're going to greet one another. If you haven't been here in the sanctuary before, you'll know this is tough. So we'll move the Zoom screen over so that we can see it. And I'll invite those of you on Zoom to let us know where you're worshiping from this morning. And now we in the sanctuary can see you. So everybody at home, wave. There you go. Are there people on the next screen? Oh, yes, you on the next screen over. We've got people from Reiner, Christiansburg, Blacksburg, Warm Hearth, UUC Gardens. Irene, the Auction Queen, and Molly are here in Charlotte, Christiansburg, Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Ellet Valley, Pulaski, Blacksburg, Windsor Estates in Christiansburg. Happy Halloween from Christiansburg. Good morning from Binghamton, New York. Hi from Christiansburg. Ellen's in her dining room in Ellet Valley. Happy birthday, Ellen. Newport, Floyd, Blacksburg. All right. Radford, oh, Fairfax. We've got people from all over. So now, let's put, oh, Price's Fork. It's my neighborhood. Now if we can go ahead and spotlight the people in the sanctuary. All right. Jared, you're on. It's like doing the wave, isn't it? So we have successfully greeted our neighbors. I know that's the hardest part, but it's the part that I like the most because I get to see everyone's faces.
Well, that was great fun. We do come here to enter into a time of worship and inner reflection. So we will shift spaces by lighting our chalice. And if you have a candle or a chalice at home that you would like to light to create sacred space, we encourage you to do that with us and say our words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Today's opening words were written by Chris Rothbauer. Some of you might know, have noticed that it's the Western holiday of Halloween, and Halloween has its roots in ancient traditions of remembering our ancestors and remembering our past. Rev Rothbauer says, "We gather together this morning because others have come before us. Some have left examples for us to follow, others, lessons for us to learn from. And the paradox is that many have left both pain and joy. We honor our ancestors this morning, not because they are perfect, but because without them, we would not be here together, sharing our joy, our pain, our living, and our dying.
We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love, while we celebrate the words of our mission statement, to inspire, create, and transform, and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
And of course, one way that we live and celebrate our actions is by collecting an offering and sharing that offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. I'm sure you couldn't walk into the building this morning or have even signed onto the website without the reminder that it is scary to be hungry. So of course, today, in addition to the in-kind offering, and I hope those of you at home have a chance to drive by the building and drop your peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, and pancake mix. The youth are gathering outside. They already have several truckloads full. Thank you very much. Anyway, in addition to that, we are collecting a cash offering, or half plate of our cash offering, to the Blacksburg Food Pantry, the Interfaith Food Pantry. You can give online using the link in the chat or through the Venco app or text FUND to the number provided, either right now or after the service. You can even send a check in the mail. If you're attending church in person and would like to give with cash or check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary, and we and all the recipients of that food and support, thank you. We accept these offerings, the offerings of money and the offering of music, in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care that has no beginning and no end.
And now I invite you into a time of quiet and meditation. Today's meditation words were written by my former teacher and pastor, Reverend Leslie Takahashi. They're entitled Immortality. In the daily weave of our lives, those who have died are still strong guiding threads. Theirs is the golden glimmer, or perhaps the brilliant red, or the melancholy blue. Still, they are part of the whole cloth of our lives. They are the ancestors, the goers before. Through this, we know immortality. In the hour-to-hour rush of our daily tasks, they travel with us through something they taught us, which is now ours to do, through something they loved, which is now ours to carry out, through something we shared, which is now ours alone, and yet not. Through this, we know immortality. In the minute-to-minute grasp of where we are, we remember the joys our departed gave us, which opened us up to hope. The sorrows we knew together, which taught us strength. The life shared, which is now ours to steward. Through this, we know immortality. Let us spend a moment in silence, calling to mind those whose lives have contributed strong guiding threads to the weave of our lives. What colors have they woven into your life? What did they teach you? What do you carry forward for them? What hopes, What strength? In gratitude for those who blessed us with their lives, we say, blessed be, and amen.
Today is a cross-quarter holy day. It's known on the European continent as Samhain. It's known in America as Halloween or All Saints' Day. Samhain actually means summer's end. And look outside. It is predicted to freeze on Friday. Where have all the flowers gone? Summer's end. It marks the beginning of what is known as the dark days. Our days continue to shorten, and in our hemisphere, the nights grow cooler. A few weeks ago, I spoke with you all about the concept of feng shui and the concept of, baji and the concept of, is it a good time? Well, guess what? These times are not the time to plant, not the time to create, to begin, but rather they are the time to move inward, inside, and within. The landscape becomes more stark. Colors seem muted, almost like a pastel or a watercolor, and the air is kind of thick. This is a liminal time. Like the time between sleeping and waking. Many cultures recognize that in these darker days, the division between realms, between that which is real and that we can sense, and that which is more mysterious and lies outside our everyday sensory experience, seems kind of blurred. Perhaps during these times, we have access to things we don't really know. Things that came before, things that come after, things that we intuit rather than learn. And how can we tap into that and access that intuition, that knowing that comes in this liminal space? Can we access that which came before and give gratitude for it? Can we learn lessons from it? Can we look backwards and see how those lives have altered ours today and what they might tell us? And perhaps we can look forward. What do we want to be remembered for? What comes after ourselves? What do we want tomorrow to look like? This is a good time, as I said, to go inward and within and think on these things. Because before we know it, our attention will get pulled outward again by our culture's bright and happy winter holiday seasons. Many mark this time of transition and transformation with ceremonies, much like the one we will participate in today. Ceremonies which honor those that came before and acknowledge the abundance and gratitude in our lives. I will now share with you a contemporary Samhain blessing. It's a kind of a poem, and one that you'll hear it. The veil goes thin at the time of the dead, as we honor our ancestors in whose footsteps we tread. Life retreats into the bulb and the roots. Time has passed for flowers and fruits. As leaves fall thick and carpet the ground, the dark mother awaits in silence profound. Now is the time for the autumnal feast, as time stands still for human and beast. Seek the wisdom of days gone by, deal with your past, and then let it lie. Face your shadows, accept your faults, and look to the future to manifest your resolve. Thank you.
Today we honor our ancestors in whose footsteps we tread. And I'm mindful that our losses seem especially great these past 2 years. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we have lost several beloved members of this congregation, which was made even harder because the shutdown made it impossible for us to gather, to be together, to share our grief and to offer support to one another. And since the vaccines have come on the scene, we've had the opportunity to gather in remembrance of some of those wonderful people, but not all. Those delayed memorials and celebrations of lives lost too soon for those left behind were reminders of loss, but also opportunities for healing and solace. I'm mindful too that not everyone who has died are our ancestors. They are friends and contemporaries, children, nephews and nieces. They are the next generation. And these losses can be especially painful because they are unexpected and out of order. This morning, we'll be honoring those we have lost by sharing photographs of our loved ones who died recently or long ago. In the church in Charlottesville, we used to have people bring photographs and put them on the altar. Because we're not all in the same space, we'll be sharing photographs in a video, a slideshow. And I forgot to put one face in that slideshow, which is why I stepped back there. So because his face will not appear, I just want to honor Jim Littlefield. And I also want to let you know, those of you who have been here for a longer time, Helen Givens, who was a member of this congregation but was living in Charlottesville, has died and is having a memorial service next week. And they've invited us to have one of our members light the chalice during that virtual service. So if you remember and loved Art and Helen Givens, then I invite you to let me know and give you the information so that you can attend. So let us honor those we have lost, acknowledging our grief and our sadness, but also our gratitude for the love and joy and lessons they brought into our lives. And as we see the faces of those we loved, Jared will play Sonata number 28 in A major, Opus 101. He chose this in part because it is believed that Beethoven wrote this movement to express the feeling you have when a loved one has just left the room. So I'll invite us to start the video. I want to make sure it's up, and then Jared will play.
At this point during the service, for the next 4.5 minutes, there were slides with pictures and names submitted by congregants and friends. If you would like to see that, you have to see the service video. If you do not have the link, ask Lisa.
What beautiful faces. What beautiful lives. I imagine in your mind you saw other faces, other beloved. One of the greatest gifts of ministry is the opportunity to participate in rituals and services to memorialize and celebrate those who have died. While these services can be emotionally exhausting, they are also so enriching. No matter how well I thought I knew the person who died, I always learn something new about them, what they did in their lives, how they affected those who loved them, some anecdote, a funny one often, that gives a new and different glimpse into who they were and the difference they made in the world. When we remember, when we share our memories of the dead, we extend and amplify their impact on our lives and in the world. But when we remember, if we are courageous and honest, we also remember everything. We remember the gifts and the strengths and also the shortcomings, the missteps, the unresolved conflicts. Cultivating relationships with those who have died doesn't mean forgetting all the challenging parts. It's okay to acknowledge that, like all human beings, like us, those who are gone were not perfect. They weren't always their best selves. Anger and frustration are as valid as happiness and gratitude. And if there is a need for forgiveness, we can forgive those who have gone. And we can ask for forgiveness. We can acknowledge that our relationships were imperfect in life without dishonoring them. Courageous love helps us to acknowledge, to remember all that was part of our relationships in life. Courageous love helps us to live on when our beloveds are gone. Anne Lamott speaks to our ability to live on. She writes, "You will lose someone you can't live without, and your heart will be badly broken. And the bad news is that you never completely get over the loss of your beloved. But that is also the good news. They live forever in your broken heart that doesn't seal up. And you come through. It's like having a broken leg that heals, that never heals perfectly, that still hurts when the weather gets cold, but you learn to dance with the limp. The good news is that they do live on in your broken heart that doesn't seal back up. A broken heart is an open heart." We'll close our service today by helping to maintain the memory of those we love with a ritual of lighting candles to acknowledge the light that they brought into our lives. We'll light candles of remembrance for those who have gone before, starting with the folks on Zoom. So I'll ask Victoria to go to the candle table. And if you're on Zoom, I invite you to write in the chat the name of the person or persons for whom you would like a candle lit. Now I'll ask those of us in the sanctuary to come up and light a candle as we listen to our closing hymn. All day. Take a breath. The dead have never ever left us. In the day and week ahead, I invite you to invite those memories into your heart Remember them with joy. Amen. We'll extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of this community. Let's take that in our hearts out into the world until we are together again.